This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Sears reported its 11th straight quarterly loss today, or measuring differently, it's been in the red for almost four solid years. The company's pinning its hope for a rebound on selling off some of its real estate, or selling off more of its real estate, to be accurate, because Sears has been selling its standalone stores for years now. But there is another category of Sears outlet out there, the ones that used to be those anchor tenants that brought shoppers into local malls. But since Sears and other big box retailers like them aren't doing as well as they used to, neither are the malls they inhabit. And so a lot of those mostly suburban malls are shutting down. Marketplace's Noel King went to the suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia, to find out what one does with all that now empty mall space.
When people talk about the death of the suburban shopping mall, this is kind of what they mean.
Are you guys shopping today?
No. We're walking. We're exercising to keep our heart and lungs going good.
Ann Rowe and her husband Bobby are walking laps around the Gwinnett Place Mall in Duluth. It's a middle-class mall, lots of shoe stores, a big JCPenney, a food court, Ace of Base on the overhead speakers. There's an entire wing of stores that have closed, and the mall is nearly empty. There are a handful of people in sweatsuits, striding with purpose, swinging their arms, more walkers. This mall was bought in 2013 by Moonbeam Capital Investments, a private equity fund. Moonbeam buys underperforming properties and redevelops them. It owns 11 malls. Shaul Pryor, the vice president of Moonbeam, says he sees potential here.
We're looking at making it more of an entertainment venue. We're looking at some office. We're looking at keeping a majority of the retail that we have here. We're looking at some restaurant concepts, real heavy restaurants, and we may even look at the residential side of it.
So a concrete plan for the 1.3 million square feet is still in the works. But Pryor insists the suburban mall is part of the fabric of American life.
I met my wife and we had our first date back in 1998 in the mall. Blind date, and we met in Ruby Tuesday.
What was the name?
Montgomery Mall.
Montgomery Mall in Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Is it still standing today?
It's not standing today.
What happened to Montgomery Mall?
Montgomery Mall's closed.
That space got a second life. It now houses a police precinct and a fire station. There are plans to put a magnet school there. This is happening all over the country, says Ellen Dunham Jones, a professor of architecture at Georgia Tech and co-author of Retrofitting Suburbia.
We've got about 215 malls in this country that are in various stages of being retrofitted and re-inhabited, redeveloped into all sorts of different things.
The reason? Malls are largely a suburban phenomenon, and a lot of retailers are leaving for better foot traffic. Cities are now a place to boost the bottom line.
Retailers, the Macy's, the Banana Republic, Pottery Barns, are recognizing that, in fact, their sales per square foot are higher if they're in a standalone store on a busy urban street than if they're in a mall.
Bad news for malls, but retail, like nature, abhors a vacuum. Here is one of the malls in suburban Atlanta that has been successfully retrofitted and re-inhabited. Franco Vera is the GM of La Que Buena Radio, which 2 years ago started broadcasting from the Santa Fe Mall.
It's just a dream to be inside a mall. Just being inside a mall is like a little CNN, kind of.
This was the Venture Mall. 12 years ago, a new owner turned it into a mall that specifically targets Hispanic shoppers. It's one of two Latin malls in suburban Atlanta. Stores sell massive cooking pots, ornate quinceañera dresses, and silver belt buckles. The food court is famous locally. Santa Fe Mall has a health clinic, offers seminars on immigration, weekend concerts, and Mexican wrestling. 19-year-old Lisbeth Reynoso, who's manning the counter at El Cerrito Western Wear, says ethnic malls work because they're comfortable.
People feel like it's like they're in Mexico because there's a lot of Hispanic people here. Like, you go to a store and people talk Spanish. You don't have to be like, oh my God, I don't know English, and how am I going to ask things?
So maybe this is the mall of the future, one that targets specific populations. But maybe not. Reynosa doesn't actually shop here. She says she prefers the Gwinnett Place Mall, the one with all of the walkers, because it has a Forever 21. In Atlanta, I'm Noel King for Marketplace.